Children, it's wonderful to have you with us today in the main part of the service. I wonder, can any of you tell me, is any of you willing to tell me, what's the first thing you did this morning? What's the first thing you did this morning? Yes? Go on the minibus before anything else. You were keen. You were keen to come to church. I think you got dressed first, didn't you? At least. Well, shall I tell you what my kids, my two youngest kids, who are 7 and 5, did this morning and the last several mornings? Usually in our house, I'm the first person to get up, so I'm sat downstairs in the living room on the sofa, and I hear the door open and the patter of tiny feet down the stairs. They come into the living room, and then what do you think they do? Do they go for their devices, their tablet and phone? Usually, but not today. Any idea what they do? What they did this morning? Well, I'll tell you. They went straight. Yes? What do you think? Correct. That's right. They went and opened their Advent calendars. Advent calendars. Counting down to Christmas. With little pieces of chocolate behind the door for each day in December from number 1 to 24. And they opened that and they ate that chocolate. I think it was a snowman. Maybe it was a tree. Something Christmassy anyway. And once they did that, then maybe they say hello to their dad. Now, I say that's the first thing they do, but probably there was something else that they did first. Certainly, if I haven't already been up, if I'd slept in, and that sometimes does happen, they would have to do this thing before they could open up their Advent calendars. Any idea what that might be? What do you do? Think now. The very first thing, you open your eyes, and let's say it's still dark, what would you do? Anyone? Yes? Exactly right. Thank you, Ezra. You'd turn on the lights, wouldn't you? And why do we need to do that? Why do we need to turn on the light? Yes, Jay. To be able to see. Exactly. Because if we can't see what we're doing, then how can we do it? We cannot see without light, so we need to turn on the lights. We need a light source, something that emits or gives off light to be able to see. And there's many of those light sources, aren't there? I've got a picture of some of them. What do we call that? Correct, a candle. Perhaps the most basic source of light, if you light it with a match. If, let's say, you've had a power cut, as happened to us, I think, earlier last week, what might you need then to see? Yes? Correct, a torch. What about that? If you don't have a proper torch, you might have one on your, yes? Is that what you said? Your phone? Yeah. And if you go outside, how do you see when it's dark outside? Yes. That's right. A street light or a lamp. Street lamp, that's right. Now, when you go, well, if you're a grown up, when you go out in your car and it's dark, do you know what these are called on the front of your car to be able to see? Yes, next slide. Car lights, good guess. Yeah, headlights on a car, very important. And also, on a plane, airplane lights. I think that light is so the plane can see the runway, but they also have lights, have you noticed, on their wings. They have a red one on the left wing, I think, and a green one on the right wing, and an amber one at the tail. So everybody knows they're there. They're called anti-collision lights, so plane won't crash. That's a pretty picture, isn't it? The city lit up at night, whichever city that is, with electricity. And you know, when all the lights are on at night time, it's visible from space. That's Italy there. You see the big centers of light. One of those is Rome and probably Naples, I think. I'm not sure which one is which. But the astronauts up in space, they can see all the lights on, because light is such a wonderful thing, and we need it, don't we? Now, you might wonder, okay, but what has all this got to do with Christmas? Well, do you have any of these at home? Oh, sorry, that's the sun. You won't have one of those. That's where we get all our light from, isn't it? The natural light and the daylight. But do you have any of these at home? What do we call those? Yes. Christmas lights on the Christmas tree. That's right. And do you know why we have lights on the Christmas tree? Yes, Ezra? What did you say? Sorry, can you speak up? Decoration, just so they look pretty. They are pretty. I love them. But there's actually another reason, more important. Before we had electric lights on the Christmas trees, people would put candles on them. They were there to remind us of the fact that there is another light. There is a spiritual light. Someone who can help us live to God and find our way back to Him. Who can see, someone who can help us to see in the darkness of this world. Someone who came at Christmas. Who is that? Yes. It is, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what Jesus says in the Bible of Himself. In John's Gospel, He says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And again He said, I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not remain in darkness. What does Jesus mean, remain in darkness? Let me tell you. The Bible tells us that none of us, when we come into this world, boys and girls, none of us really knows God. The Bible says God is light, but none of us can actually see His wonderful light. Each of us is like a blind person or a blindfolded man, groping in the darkness. We cannot see God. Even if we have the sunlight and even if we have all the electric lights, we can't know God. We cannot see Him as we are. And you know, that is why our world is in such a dark place. Why all the terrible things happen in the world, and why there is so much wrong, not just with other people, but also with us. Why we do bad things, why we lie, why we cheat, why we call people names and do other unkind things. Because there is this darkness within us, the Bible says. It calls this darkness sin. And so you and I, we don't just need the physical light, whether that's the electric or the natural light, we need a spiritual light. A light for the soul, someone who can enlighten the darkness around us and within us. That we should not, as Jesus says, remain in darkness. And this is what Christmas is all about. You know, this is why we celebrate it. Because God's own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is that light. He came down from heaven to earth to show us the way to God, to be a light for our path. It wasn't John the Baptist who was the true light. We heard in that second reading, a man came from God whose name was John. That's John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin. He was a great prophet, the greatest of the Old Testament, but he was not the light. He was a witness to the light, which was the Lord Jesus Himself. And it's only by knowing Him that we can know God the Father, who sent Him, and truly be happy, both now and in eternity, forever. Now here's another question. How is it that Jesus and Jesus alone can do this for us? Let me show you another picture. When Jesus died, the Bible says there was darkness over all the land when He hung on the cross. The sun was obscured. It suddenly, in the middle of the day, went dark. Why do you think that happened? Shall I tell you? It happened because at that moment, God the Father was punishing the Lord Jesus Christ, turning His face away from Him, punishing Him instead of us, instead of His people. Jesus was bearing the suffering for sin, the penalty for sin. That is all the bad things that we think, say, and do, and the good things we don't do that we should. Jesus was taking that punishment instead of His people. And that is what the dark sky symbolized in the middle of the day. God's anger, God's turning his face from his son. And Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He knew the answer, even though he asked the question. It was to save others, though he could not save himself. You see, the baby of Bethlehem, he became the man of Calvary. We mustn't just think of the manger. We must also remember the cross on which the man, Jesus Christ, hung and died. We give presents at Christmas, don't we? Why do we give presents? Because they're tokens of our love to our nearest and dearest and to others. Well, this was God's great love token. The Bible says he shows his love, he demonstrates his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ, his sinless son, he died for us. Somebody in whom there was no darkness, but only light, he died for our darkness. Let me ask you one final question, or last but one. How do we receive Jesus' light? How do you think? How do we receive Jesus' light? It doesn't happen automatically. We've had some new lights installed in church where if you walk into the room or the corridor, suddenly the light comes on, automatic. But it's not like that with spiritual light. It doesn't just happen. Something needs to happen first. Should we go back to what Jesus said? That whoever believes in me should not remain in darkness. That is, by accepting he is the Son of God and trusting him that he has saved us by his death and resurrection, committing our lives to him. And then also, whoever follows me, by following him, that is, making him our master, submitting to him every day of our lives from now on. Can you do that? With God's help, you can. God can make you believe in Jesus. If he opens your eyes and shines his light into your heart, God can give you the strength to follow him from today to the end of your life. It's not in yourself, but God will give you that if you come to his son and trust him. If you do that, as he says, you will have the light of life, eternal life that never ends. And that can start now. It can start today. You know, all of those light sources that we saw, the electric ones, you know, they all fail sometimes. The batteries die, the generators pack up. There's a power cut. They're all gone. The sun is there during the day, but at night time, and especially at this time of year, it goes down before long, and then it's dark. All of those lights, they're temporary, but not this one. The Bible says, the Lord will be for you an everlasting light. Your God will be your glory. So whatever you did, first of all, this morning, children, grown-ups, here's your new priority. Here's the first thing you should do now. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, you and your household, the Bible says. And if you do that, you'll be able to celebrate this Christmas like you've never done before, because you will have that light of Christ in your heart forever. It's my prayer that that will be the case for you today.